up, guys? How's it going? I'm struggling. Well, oh God, that was terrible. Anyway, what's up, guys? How's it going? It's your boy Ricardo, and I just wanted to introduce you guys to my podcast, guys. This is just an amazing opportunity, amazing blessing to connect with you guys just in a more vulnerable way, I guess you could say, because when you do a podcast, you know, you just kind of spill the beans. So hopefully you guys, you know, give me some great feedback, because honestly, I'm willing to go the distance with this just to give you guys like the real insights of things that I've gone through, things that I've experienced throughout my life to try to help you, impact you, and help you out. So tonight, without further ado, guys, we're going to be jumping into the first episode. The first episode being Break the Cycle. My God, this topic right here, bro, is probably something that, you know, it took me a very long time to really identify that, one, I was trapped in a cycle of life that wasn't producing any fruit for me, and two, that I literally needed to, like, break off a bunch of bad habits, destructive emotions, like, a bunch of just destructive mindsets that I had, like, built up over years. So tonight we're gonna be talking about breaking the cycle, and by all means, I do not want you thinking that you can break the cycle quickly. I don't think you understand that, you know, it takes time to work yourself out of a situation, but nevertheless, I do believe that you can achieve the change that you're looking for, that you can achieve that through hard work, dedication, and a lot of consistency. So guys, I'm gonna give you guys a quick story really quick. So I remember, guys, when I first like started like a pattern, like the first pattern that I could literally go way back into the archive and dig up was when I first got introduced to pornography. It was probably the first pattern, the first destructive pattern at least, that I picked up, and I didn't even realize how much weight it was gonna carry all the way into my adult life. Now, I know I hit you guys with a bombshell and I didn't really, you know, disclose that I was going to go there, but I told you your boy was going to be raw. So, yeah, around 11, 12 years old, I ran into pornography. It was fresh as a sixth grader. It's something about sixth grade, man. You pretty much learn all of life in sixth grade. And for me, it was very true. I definitely learned about it. But it's kind of crazy how I learned it. So here, check it out. So when I first got introduced to pornography, it was like my very first experience on the bus. Like, the bus was the spot where too much stuff was told. Like, you just learned too much on the bus. Like, you ended up, like, having to sit next to kids that, you know, may not be good influences. And for me, like, I was just around a bunch of kids that were just as curious as I was. But I was raised with the fear of the Lord, so I wasn't going to explore that curiosity. Praise God. Now, having said all that, there was a girl that got on the bus, man. She was a senior, because this was one of those buses where, you know, sixth graders got on and 12th graders got on at the same time, whatever. And so there was this girl that got on the bus, and she was like, I don't want to say she was a bully, but I feel like she was a bully. But so your boy's sitting in the back of the bus and I'm minding my own business. Homegirl decides that it would be like okay to play a prank on your boy, because I'm clueless, I don't know anything, and I was also one of those kids that couldn't turn down a free meal. So she decides to take like a tampon, and which I did not know at the time it was a tampon, and she pretty much, you know, handed it to me. And this was like one of those tampons that had already been like it was already, it wasn't used. Like, please stay with me. It was not used. But it definitely wasn't like that firm, whatever feel or whatever. So anyway, she hands me this tampon, and, you know, I grab a hold of it and I'm just looking at it, you know, trying to identify like what the hell is it that she just gave me. And guys, tell me why, like, I actually, like, almost, I did not taste it, but I almost tasted it, because she said it was marshmallow and I believed her, but it wasn't the marshmallow, obviously. So anyway, Yeah, that was one of my first experiences, man, like on the bus, like just being exposed to just like anything sexual, period. And it was me going through that, like my friend, like I got introduced to a friend like in that moment, and he pretty much brought me to his house and bam, brought everything up on the internet. I mean, like all of it. It was just like a flood of stuff. Like pornography from that day forward was just a part of my life. And what I didn't realize, like I was developing patterns where honestly, every single time like something stressful happened or I got rejected or something negative happened in my life, like my therapy was to self-medicate with pornography, even though I didn't realize that's what it was. But I honestly was self-medicating rather than dealing with my issues, dealing with like, you know, the circumstances that I was facing. Like I self-medicated with pornography and it was like my go-to drug of choice. Like that was it. And guys, over the years, I built up this pattern to a place where, like, I didn't even realize how strong it was and how bad I had, like, gotten addicted. Like, I was so addicted to it. Like, I couldn't go a day without it. And it was a real problem, man. It was a real problem. And, you know, one of the things is once you identify that you have a pattern that's destructive and you try to go and break it, it's almost like you come up against one of the biggest obstacles in life, and it's yourself. And when you're faced with you, it's like one of the hardest things to deal with is like, you know, telling yourself the truth, telling yourself that you have a problem, telling yourself that you need help. And so for most of my early 20s, what I did was I would try to do this on my own. I tried to like figure it out on my own, and I didn't really bring anyone in on my story because one, it's kind of shameful to tell somebody about a destructive pattern. I don't care what it is. Like it might not be pornography for you. It might not be something like that. It might be drugs. It might be, you know, maybe you put people in your life so you date people just to, you know, avoid having to be alone. Whatever it is for you, like you understand what I'm saying. So for me, like I just got to this place where I did not want to really admit to myself that I had a problem, but that in and of itself was a problem. Like I definitely had a problem and I definitely needed help getting out of it. Now I want you to know something. When you do decide to address the issue, the very first step is you got to tell yourself the truth. Like you got to be honest with yourself. You really have to assess where you are and know that in order for you to get out, it's probably one, going to take time, but it's also going to take people. It's going to take resources. It's going to take a lot of, you know, self. What's the word I'm looking for? It's going to take like willpower and it's going to take so much stuff, a combination of things that I don't want to lie to you guys about the process, because honestly, what I really, really would like to see is a lot of people just overcome the things that they're facing. So one of the things that I've done, guys, is I've been very intentional about getting the right people in my life to help me. Right now, I have two brothers in Christ that definitely help me out. They definitely keep it real with me. They're always constantly checking on me. And I give them permission to, you know, kind of backhand me whenever I need it. And for you, whoever those people are in your life, I want you to get those people involved immediately. Do not stall the conversation another day, another hour, another minute. I don't care if you have to be dramatic about it. I just want you to address the situation, address that you have a problem, address it with someone, and let them know that, hey, I need help. I need your help getting through this. So they're going to play their role, but there's going to be some things that you also have to do in place to get rid of it as well. And I'm kind of still exploring this myself. But the next thing is you really have to replace the habit that you once had. What I mean by that is like you have dreams, you have goals, you have things that you really, truly want to get done. And most of the times that destructive habit is preventing you from getting anything done. So one of the things that I did was I started to focus more on the dream more than the thing that I was, you know, using previously. So I had to replace it with more productive habits. So I just filled my 24 hours. And if I couldn't fill the time, I literally just made sure I was not in a trigger area that triggers my addiction, if that makes any sense. Like, I avoided all the trigger areas and I just said, you know what? I don't know what to do right now, but I know being in my room ain't one of them. So I'm about to leave. I'm about to leave this spot right here, boo-boo, and go somewhere else until I get a glimpse of what I'm supposed to be doing with my time, so I don't fall back or revert back to, you know, just loosely falling back into pornography or whatever it is. So it's a heavy topic, honestly. It really is a heavy topic to start off with. I probably shouldn't be starting off the first podcast with this. But honestly, guys, I just wanted you guys to know that through my podcast, I hope to not only address the issues that you're facing, but I want to address, you know, just a lot of emotions that you might be going through, experiencing. And I just want to identify and connect with you and let you know that you're not alone. You are not by yourself. There is a community of people out there that are dealing with the exact same things. It's just not talked about. And if you are willing and brave enough, I want you to reach out. Let me know what your journey is. Let me know what your struggle is. I definitely want to speak life to you, and see whatever I can do to help you out or keep you encouraged or keep you inspired to keep trying to overcome that thing that you've been trying to break for a while now. So, guys, I want you to know I don't judge you. I do not put you down for whatever it is that you're dealing with. I totally get it. I understand. At the end of the day, I just want you to experience the best life that God has for you. So without further ado, I'd like to conclude this episode of the podcast show. We ain't even gonna call it a podcast show. I'm gonna let you guys name it. Honestly, I'm so over like naming stuff and whatever, but this is just the talk, man. We just talking. So hopefully you guys have a beautiful weekend, and I look forward to speaking life to you guys on another episode. All right. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you guys on the next one. Bye.